Today from the Ohio Newsroom, setting a 30-foot snowman on fire. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Each year, people travel from across the world to spend a week in Nevada's Black Rock Desert for the famous Burning Man Festival. But who needs the dusty desert and psychedelic drugs when you have the snow-filled beaches of Lake Erie? Lenny Cromer is the creator of the Burning Snowman Festival, and he's here to discuss his chilly spin on the iconic event. Hello, Lenny.
Hello.
So, please, answer us the million-dollar question, why light a giant snowman on fire?
Well, we chose to do a winter festival in Port Clinton because a lot of the local businesses around really find it this to be the toughest time of the year to make it through after the holidays, and it kind of business dries up until the boats are back in the water. So we decided to have a wintertime festival. It just needed something a little bit extra other than, you know, we love having live music, and stroke of luck, we figured out, hey, you know, maybe just burn a snowman on the beach. Maybe that'll help bring people out. And it surely did.
Yeah. It sounds like a good coping strategy for the winter time. And like you mentioned, the festival doesn't just have this frosty effigy. It also has music, it has a kid-friendly night, there are fire jugglers and ice carvers. Through these attractions, how many people are you able to bring into town?
We sold 3,500 tickets last year, and that's only a small portion of the people that actually make it into town for the festival. A lot of people end up just partying at all the local bars and establishments and restaurants. We're shooting for 4,000 tickets this year, if we can make that mark. Quite a bit more than that are frequenting the local establishments too and helping them pay the bills, and that's okay too.
During the Burning Man Festival, many people kind of burn what they want to let go of or leave behind. Are you setting anything ablaze this year?
Not as of right now, but we have been approached in years past. I mean, we've burned wedding dresses in there. We've put friends' ashes in there. We've had a lot of people request the day of for something that they would like to put inside. And for the most part, we've always accommodated.
This festival has been going on for a decade now, and as you said, brings so many people in. What do you think makes it worth braving the snow? What are you proud of?
Hands down, the money that we're able to raise for local charities has been astounding and very humbling. And bringing the community together for that cause has to be one of the best feelings. Secondly, right before we burn that snowman, seeing that beach packed to the eye can see with people cheering and chanting, and something to bring people out in such cold weather and have them put their phones away and get out on the beach and just be together with friends, and to have that kind of a response from people is something that you can't buy. And it's just a wonderful feeling seeing that beach packed full of people.
Absolutely. That's Lenny Cromer, founder of Port Clinton's Burning Snowman Festival. Thank you so much, and stay warm.
You too.
Want to hear more fun stories like this one? Sign up for The Lift, our good news newsletter, at ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.